Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. I can't believe it's already February the 17th. Wow. I hope you're all doing really good this evening. This is a really, you know, great opportunity to connect with myself and the amazing Barbara Grace Reynolds and really to experience, you know, psychic readings, channeled messages, maybe some healings, and whatever else that we are guided to do. So if you've been looking maybe for a way to change your life, well, I feel like this may be the show just for you. And with that being said, I'm awaiting my co-host, Barbara. This is, of course, DC. I think I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to open up the phone lines. Hi, area code 256. You're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly. How are you, hon?
Great.
What's going on this evening?
Well, I just like a message from Spirit.
Hey, that's always a good sign. A message from Spirit, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we have. Well, I'm getting inspiration. Kimberly, this is not a time for you to procrastinate, okay? This is the time to really, you know, walk forward on that beautiful path. And, you know, whatever ideas you have, let them inspire you and keep going forward. This is really a time to begin that great journey. There's going to be many changes coming up for you. Are you ready to receive all the good that's coming your way?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting, Kimberly, don't hesitate. You know, if you've got an idea that really, like, you know, speaks to your heart, well, try to do something about it. I'm getting you're right on the cusp of making these amazing changes, and they're really going to be beneficial, okay? So the angels are saying, come on, Kimberly, we're going to help you. Let's get started. And as you get started and, you know, you go forward, there's going to be a lot of expansion coming your way as well. So I feel it's going to be really, really cool. Okay? So have you been listening to your angels, Kimberly? Yeah? What have you been doing? Is there anything that you've been doing to, you know, to move forward on the journey?
I meditate.
Good.
Chakras.
Awesome.
I do yoga. Yeah. So, and I mean,
that's,
back to here.
You're doing a great job. You really are. I'm getting, you know, like, just keep doing what you're doing. And really, like, whatever excites you, whatever, you know, speaks to your heart and stuff, please just, you know, go forward with it. Because I feel like, you know, like, they're showing me a road, but then they're showing me this road, it's getting, like, bigger and bigger. Okay? Hold on for one moment. We're going to bring on Barbara Grace.
Okay.
Hello, Barbara. Thanks for joining us. We miss you.
Well, it was my phone. It decided it just didn't want to work.
That's okay. You know what? We're on a call right now. We have Kimberly. And she was just asking for messages from the angels. And the first thing that I got, Barbara, for Kimberly is that she can't procrastinate. She's got to go forward on that path. The angels are walking with her. They're going to help to inspire her. She's starting this new journey, and they show me the road, and the road gets wider and wider. It is expanding as she continues on her journey. So the angels are saying, Kimberly, you know, listen to the messages that we're giving you, but you've got to act upon them. And if you do, and you have the courage to go forward, you're going to see that, you know, you're really going to feel like, wow, this is what I've wanted. I finally have the opportunity to do what I want. I'm free, you know, and what I'm getting right now, and I'm glad that Barbara's here right now, Kimberly, is you've got a little bit of fear within you, okay? And what is it that scares you about having what you want? What is it that scares you about having the freedom you've been dreaming of?
I don't think there's anything scaring me. It's I've attempted to go down a road, and then it doesn't work out, just like when I left teaching. And I was venturing out into something else, and I didn't get any jobs and what I was looking for. So I came back to teaching because that was a 7-month span. So I don't have any fears about stepping out or doing anything.
Well, you know what I'm getting? There's something within you that you're not clear about, and it's sort of you're not recognizing how powerful that you truly are. And if you can get past that, you can go forward and, you know, really get onto the path of your dreams. I'm getting there's going to be celebrations coming ahead of you. There's prosperity. It's really going to be, you know, it's going to be beautiful, but there's something that within you is holding you back. So I don't know exactly what it is. When we bring Barbara back, we're going to see if maybe she can connect and see. This is a time that, you know, you should be getting a lot of insight, maybe some while you're sleeping, a lot of messages. Do you notice any messages maybe like while you're watching television, listening to the radio, possibly driving down the road? Because I'm getting there are messages all over for you, especially while you're in your dream state. So I don't know if you've really been, like, you know, being, you know, aware of the messages, Kimberly, but I'm getting, you know, everything is happening the way that it should. You are going to move forward. You've got to just be a little bit more patient and, you know, and just stay in a state of peace. Connect with your joy. Subconsciously, you're getting messages, but on a conscious level, I don't think, you know, you're getting them as strongly as when I'm being shown. But this is a time that you've got to take some kind of an action. You can't, you know, you can't stay where you are. It's sort of like you're at a crossroads. And if you connect with that intuition, you know what to do. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to have the confidence needed to really move to the next level is what I'm getting. Okay? So I'm gonna bring Barbara back with us and see if she could, you know, figure out what I'm getting because I'm getting... You know, you really don't, you don't know how powerful that you are, and there's something that's holding you back on, okay? With that being said, I'm going to ask Barbara to come back and join us. Barbara?
Okay, Kimberly. We are going to do some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements. So you just need to repeat what I say. Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear of my greatness.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my greatness.
Dear innate, I release the fear of moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of stepping into the unknown.
Dear innate, I release the fear of stepping into the unknown.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not having the answers.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not having the answers.
Dear innate, I release the fear of trusting my intuition.
Dear innate, I release the fear of trusting my intuition.
Dear innate, I release the need to always rely on my brain.
Dear innate, I release the fear of always relying on my brain.
Dear innate, I allow myself to let it all go.
Dear innate, I allow myself to let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Good.
So when you think about yourself and you think about moving forward with your life and going into something new, something different, something that may not even be what you have imagined that it would be, but it would be something that you truly enjoy, how does that feel to you?
It feels great.
Okay. There's still a little something there. Hold on. Let me just check in and see if they're going to tell me what it is. It's connected with lack. So, dear innate, I release the need to be in lack.
Dear Nate, I release the need for being in lack.
Dear Nate, I trust that God will always provide.
Dear Nate, I trust that God will always provide.
Dear Nate, I release the need to worry about money.
Dear Nate, I release the need to worry about money.
Dear Nate, I release my identity in poverty.
Dear Nate, I release my identity in poverty.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Feels good.
Okay. Any negative emotions coming up at all?
No.
Okay. Okay, there's something connected with your family now that's there. Okay. Dear Nate, I release the need to be what my family expects me to be.
Dear Nate, I release the need to be what my family thinks I am.
Expects me to be, yeah.
Expects me to be.
Dear Nate, it is okay for me to be different.
Dear Nate, it is okay for me to be different.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to be different.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to be different.
Dear Nate, I have the freedom to be me.
Dear Nate, I have the freedom to be me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Feels good.
Okay. All right, let me check you one more time, see if you're going to show me anything else. Okay, they're saying you're good to go. All right. So just notice what comes up for you, what comes into your life now.
Okay.
All right, great.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was awesome, Barbara. Okay. Are we ready for another call?
I think so.
Okay. It's 716. You're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How are you, hon?
I am good, but I am battling a little cold.
Oh, well, can we send you some light and love to help you with
yes,
that?
Please. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Well, it's coming your way, sweetie. So what else
Thank
is on
you.
Your mind? What's going on with you tonight?
Okay, my mom's been here probably, I don't know, for an hour now, and she's just talking away, and I think by with me having the cold and my ears are plugged in, you know, my head is so heavy and stuffed. She's here with a friend that died in a car accident, and I can't make out what they're trying to say or what my mom is trying to say. So that would
your
be
mom
my
believes,
question for today.
You know
what
your
what
mom
it?
Believes in you. Your mom really
uh-huh.
believes in you, and she wants to believe in yourself. And she's just like, she has her finger in the clouds, and she's writing success. Tracy, you're going
uh-huh.
in a new direction. You have some fear and worry, you know, about what's going on and what's going to, you know, be happening with all the change that's going on. Okay?
Yes.
Your mom is walking with you, and she's helping you to take these beautiful steps forward to really be the person you're supposed to be. I mean, you're an amazing person, and now she has this big light, and she's shining this light on you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So she's,
uh-huh.
you've got so much, you know, within you. You're creative. You've got all these beautiful gifts, and she's saying, think about what it is that you really want. What would you love to do? Think about it, Tracy.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And she wants you to try to, you know, just take your time and relax, breathe, and, you know, breathe any fear upward to heaven, okay?
Right.
And you've got to trust that there's something beautiful coming your way. So
it
was you that I was hearing a message for, and I started to laugh, so I had to mute myself. But the message that I got, see, as I was, you know, waiting to see who the next person was, the message came in really quick, and the message is when pigs fly. Okay?
Oh, that must be about my ex-husband.
No. It, you know what? Dream big, work hard, laugh out loud, and don't give up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Gotta believe, because it's now the time. And it was just like a crazy little message. But when pigs fly, people will treat you the way you treat them. You'll never be judged by appearances. You'll never be taken for granted. Your heart will never be broken, and people will know what you have been through. When you fly, none of these things will matter. Spread your wings.
Exactly.
Your own wings and Tracy. Okay?
Right. Yeah. I guess
so. Your mom
biggest
wants you to
spread
those wings. And you've got to, you know, you've got to really believe in yourself, honey. You know, you've got to have a little bit more patience, and you've got to trust in the divine plan and really get happy and get excited. And what is it that you're so passionate about, Tracy?
My gift.
You have beautiful gifts. You know, and you've got
helping
dreams.
Helping others.
Hope.
Right.
And you are going to help others. And all you have to do is just self and allow the divine to come in and to really help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're an amazing person. And I'm getting...
Thank you.
You know, you've just got to... You've got to see yourself the way the divine sees you, okay? To really see how amazing that you are. But this is your time to shine, and that's why your mom has the spotlight on you. You've got a lot of talent, and it's still developing, okay?
Yes.
So really, like, seriously think about what it is you want. You know, feel those, like, really good feelings, be positive, and send all of that out to the universe, because the universe is going to match that amazing vibration that you send, and honor yourself for all that you, you know, that you have within you. Okay?
Right.
Your mom is trying to say, you know what, come on, girl, this is your time. Let's go. Get with the program.
Yes.
It's your time to shine.
Right.
Okay? So you really got to, you know, got to start making some, she'd say, make some more definitive plans. You know, look over the choices. Think about the path that feels like right for you. Okay?
Right.
So she's saying, you know, you need to change to the direction that you're going in. Because, Tracy, you need to go in a different direction, and when you do, you're going to find the happiness and the peace you're looking for. Start asking yourself, what it is, you know, what is it that, fulfills me, okay? And don't worry about what others are doing, okay? Please don't ignore your own intuition or your own happiness, okay?
Absolutely.
So she's trying to, you know, get your attention. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I hope you feel better, hon.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Here we go. Dear Innate, I release the need to be sick.
Dear Innate, I release not to be sick.
Dear Innate, I release this cold.
Dear Innate, I release this cold.
Dear Innate, I allow my sinuses to be clear.
Dear Innate, I release my sinuses to be clear.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to hear.
Dear Innate, I release myself to hear.
Dear Innate, I open up to my intuition.
Dear Innate, I open up to my intuition.
Dear Innate, I accept my guidance.
Dear Innate, I accept my guidance.
Dear Innate, I accept the changes in my life.
Dear Innate, I accept the changes in my life.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to move forward.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to move forward.
Dear Innate, I release all fear.
Dear Innate, I release all fear.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
wonderful.
Okay, I think your body is going to need for you to get some extra rest,
uh-huh.
at least for the next 24 hours or so. And
yeah.
then you should feel absolutely wonderful and ready to go.
Right, because I got plans this week.
give yourself at least a day to just take it
right.
easy and to rest, and then your energy should be back.
Right, absolutely.
And I am seeing great things are coming to you, so it should be fun.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yes,
thank you,
DC. Yes, and please keep in touch with us. Let us know how all this is starting to unfold, okay?
Thank you so much, and now I see that pig flying now.
Okay, take care now. Beautiful. Area code 570, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Lynn. How are you ladies this evening?
Hello, Lynn. We're doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say that a couple things that you ladies had told me did come true. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. And I had this awesome dream last night, and I can't make heads or tails out of it. It was, it didn't seem of this world, and it was a beautiful, beautiful, like white, I don't know if it was sand or what it was, but anyway, there was a beautiful water down below, and I really couldn't leave there. I was trying to leave there and get out of there and find my way out, and finally my cousin came and rescued me, but it was a very pleasant atmosphere, and I was just wondering, I can't make heads or tails out of it.
You know what, I honestly don't have any idea like what that the dream was about, but what I was getting right before you came on with us, I was getting the name Beatrice Wood.
Hmm.
And I believe she was a Titanic survivor.
Okay.
And she had dark hair and big brown eyes. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like why am I hearing that name? You know? But I don't know. I just feel like, you know, somewhere down the line she may have been like a relative, you know?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. In her earlier days she had like beautiful dark hair and big beautiful eyes. And I just feel I feel like I see her like in a line, like as lineage, like maybe with your mom or something. It's just really strange.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that means exactly, you know. But it's kind of weird, but that's what I'm getting, you know. I don't know if you've ever, you know, even like, you know, watched the movie The Titanic and then thought about it.
No, I really never, I don't recall that name, that's why, you know.
Yeah, well, she was just a woman that survived the Titanic, but they based a character upon her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see a beautiful angel coming forward for you,
mm-hmm.
and she's just saying, you know, be at peace as you go forward. And I see her like, you know, like she's like right with you as you go forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting is your soul is expanding. And you're sort of like almost like getting the connection of all different things. It's sort of like you're connecting the dots as you go forward, okay? I don't know if maybe that's why your dreams are coming in the way they are, okay? And now I see like a beautiful mom holding her little girl, and I believe it's your mom saying, you know, you're okay, I'm taking care of you.
Okay,
so have you been dreaming a lot about your mom?
Yeah. I have been dreaming about her as well.
Okay.
Because
mm-hmm. what I'm getting is, you know, love is all that matters. Please take care of yourself, you know, and just, you know, love yourself. And as I'm saying, like, love, Mother Mary is coming in with your mom as well. And there's angels all around. And they're asking that you make sure that you have, like, balance in your life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need a little bit more balance is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay. And as we are connecting, like right now, the angels are saying, Lynn, this is your time to make a decision. What is it that truly, like, resonates with your heart and your soul? You've got to think about it and really, you know, think about, you know, the dreams that you have. Like, if there was something that you would want to do and money wasn't an issue, time wasn't an issue, you know, what would it be that you would want to do? And dream that dream and know that you deserve it and allow the angels to help you to go forward.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been thinking about, you know, doing something that, you know, that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, have you been thinking
yeah.
at all about anything?
Actually, I was just thinking about, you know, the white sand and the water, like Florida, things like that. That's what was on my mind.
Okay. Well, I'm getting like more so in the area of, like, career-wise, that you've got these beautiful spiritual gifts, and you've got to think about, you know, maybe using them a little bit more than you do.
Okay.
And when you connect with that aspect of yourself, it will change your life. And you're going forward. I see you going forward on this path, and it is the path of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we have Archangel Haniel coming in, and she's saying, Lynn, what is it that's, you know, like giving you fear and stopping you from moving forward on your beautiful spiritual path?
I don't know, really. Yeah,
Because this is a great time for you, Lynn, but I feel like there's something that's holding you back, and it's from the past.
Okay,
so maybe not even realizing you're not connecting with it, but your dreams are giving you a lot of information. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, it's your time to really connect with all those beautiful spiritual gifts and all the divine guidance that you're getting.
Okay,
so I'm getting, it's time to decide, Lynn, it's time to decide. Okay? Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to ask Barbara, because there's something that is just holding you back, and you have all these, like you said, beautiful gifts, and hopefully we can figure out what it is and help you to move forward and get on that beautiful, you know, soul's path, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Lynn. Okay, when you were talking about your dream and you were describing it as this wonderful, beautiful, peaceful place,
mm-hmm.
and then you said you had to get rescued, why would you need to be rescued from a beautiful, peaceful place?
Because I was looking for my car, and it was down below on the road, and I didn't know how to get back to the road, and my cousin came along and said, follow me. So that's how that all turned out.
So what your guidance is telling me is that part of this dream was about you and your comfort zone and having things be the way that you feel comfortable with them being instead of moving into your new space of being.
Yeah.
So they want you to release the comfort zone. So we'll do that now. Dear Innate, I release the need to be in my comfort zone.
Dear Innate, I release the need to be in my comfort zone.
Dear Innate, I open up to my own expansion.
Dear Innate, I open up to my own expansion.
Dear Innate, I release the need to be rescued.
Dear Innate, I release the need to be rescued.
Dear Innate, I release the need to fear my own life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to fear my own life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to live in my expectations.
Dear Innate, I release the need to live in my expectations.
here innate, I am ready to be me.
Here innate, I am ready to be me.
Here innate, I let go.
Here innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Thank you. Thank you. I have to really concentrate on that. You know, I thank you. I just didn't know. I guess you're right. It was a comfort zone, and then I needed to be out of where I was. So, you know, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, there's a little bit more. Okay.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release my old identities.
Dear innate, I release my own identity.
Dear innate, I move into the unknown.
Dear innate, I move onto the unknown.
Dear innate, I enjoy my new life.
Dear innate, I enjoy my new life.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Feels good. It feels good, thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm not sure exactly what's coming into your life, but it is something that is not part of what you would consider normal. But it is good. So just be aware of the good things that come to you, even if they're not normal.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
And enjoy.
You're
enjoy
welcome.
It. It's going to be a great journey, Lynn. Smile. It's going to be really nice.
Thank you so much. You ladies
thank you
are
for
awesome.
Calling. Thank
okay,
you, Lynn.
Thank
have
you.
A great evening.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Okay, area code 805. You're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, ladies. This is Teresa.
Hello,
Hello
Teresa. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great.
Oh, we're great.
Good. You sound great. All of you sound great, always. Very
do you
uplifting.
Do you have a question? Oh,
just
thank
want
you
to
so
just, I'm going to sit and listen. I want you guys to talk. We've been, how do I say it, doing forward momentum in that we have just been packing up our stuff. We've been putting things back in storage and just
okay.
Moving forward.
Well, I'm getting, you're doing a great job, Teresa, but don't worry, okay?
Okay.
Just focus on what it is that you know, are wanting. And anything that's not for your highest and best, worry, anxiety, or anything like that that comes along, just release, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to get rid of all that other stuff that's not for your highest and best. ask the angels to really help you guys to sleep, rest, you know, restfully. I'm getting you're sleeping, but now like you're getting into that time where you're, like you said, you're packing things and you're not getting like a restful night's sleep, okay?
Right. That's understandable, right?
It is understandable, but it's like the darkness before the dawn, hon, okay?
Okay.
And you do have stress and that's understandable as well. We understand that. Okay?
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
We've got to, you know, we've got to stay positive, think positively,
mm-hmm.
and you do, that's what you're going to pull in, okay? So try to, you know, keep the thoughts positive, believe in yourself and your beautiful family and all that's coming your way, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting happiness, okay? So I'm getting happiness is coming for the three of you.
Excellent.
And the angels are going to help you guys to move forward. And, Teresa, you've got a lot of talent. You've got a lot of creativity.
Right.
And you're going to be doing something with all of that beautiful talent that you have.
Awesome.
Okay, and it's going to be really rewarding for you, okay? But this is
all
your
right.
time. Go forward. This is not a time to be where you are. It actually is divine timing that you guys do move forward, okay?
Yes.
And as you move
That's
forward, you're going to see that you have prosperity. You are going to be, you know, it's going to be great. You're going to have a lot of celebrations, and you're going to be like, I'm going to be like, ah, this feels really great to, you know, to be where we are now. You're going to have a sense of happiness, okay? Because, you
okay.
know, where you find yourself right now, it's not the ideal situation, as you know, and you deserve to have, you know, just that, like, happy feeling and a feeling of, like, really, like, of stability and to be at peace and connect with all the joy in your life. And you're going to have that, okay?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, as all of this is, like, you know, happening and you guys move forward, that you don't, you know, that you might even find a job as well, okay? But as we know, you know,
okay.
as you are moving forward, we know that, you know, it is happening for a reason, okay? And
yes.
you're going to move forward to find the happiness that you guys are really deserving of, okay? And you've got to trust that, you know, this is the right move because the universe has something better for the three of you, okay?
Oh, yes.
So really,
a place of
the
our
time
own.
Ahead of you, yes, embrace it because you're going into a beautiful, you know, new direction where you are going to have the happiness that you deserve. As well,
okay.
you know, your focus is going to change where you can focus on you and what you want to do, Teresa, okay?
That's just it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I know presently you really can't, you know?
No.
I'm getting, like,
impossible.
Changes are going to bring a lot of excitement your way as well. So really get prepared, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting there are going to be great changes, okay?
Awesome.
So just embrace the journey, and you're going to find that, you know, it's going to be beautiful, okay?
Okay.
So
wonderful.
Let the angels walk with you and let them light the way and really, you know, be happy about this. And I think I'm getting,
well,
like, a message
good.
That I've given mm-hmm. you before. I, for some reason, I just see you. Have you ever made pottery?
No.
Because I'm
I've
getting,
kind of always wanted.
Okay, you've got to sort of put your trust in God and, you know, like start, get on that wheel, you know, start it up and, you know, and just
yeah.
start creating, okay? Because I'm getting, I just see, every time I think about you, I get that potter's wheel. So I don't know, you know, you're here to create something, okay?
I hear you there,
and
DC.
You've got to, you know, you're a little bit resistant right now. You've got to just let your guard down. You've got to trust. And as we know, there is a higher power that we believe in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Believe
yeah.
in that higher power, okay? And believe in what you can't see. Because there is more than, you know, other than what we can see with the physical eyes, okay? And I'm just seeing, I'm seeing your beautiful fur babies, and they're just, they're waiting forever. They're waiting as well, so they can't wait, you know, to go forward with
oh,
you,
yeah.
Teresa, and the rest of your family. Okay? And just, you know,
okay.
close your eyes when you get a chance, take a couple seconds, and put your intention out there to the universe, and feel how amazing it feels to be where you, you know, finally want to be. And you're all together again, okay? And you're not going to worry
okay.
how you're going to get there. You're not going to worry about the, you know, how's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? You're going to let all of that go, and you're just going to connect with the beautiful feeling that you get knowing that,
okay.
you know, wow, this is amazing here, okay?
Okay.
You've overcome your struggles. You've overcome your hardships, okay? Teresa, you are
right.
more powerful than you realize. Nothing can stand in your way. So Archangel
okay.
Michael is walking with you and your family and making
okay.
sure that you walk forward fearlessly, okay?
Okay.
There's an amazing journey waiting for you, okay? And I'm getting the word abundance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
oh.
you know, I'm getting, you know, God has heard your prayers and, you know, your worries about manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, I, you know, what you attract what you think about, so just keep, you know, thinking about all the good stuff. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the angel is with you, and I'm getting the words new home, okay?
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Okay,
awesome.
So that's what I'm getting. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you for listening, always.
Oh, God bless. Barbara?
Thank you.
Okay, Teresa, you're going to do some of those wonderful, innate statements.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the need for my life to change.
Dear innate, I release the need for my life to change.
Dear innate, I create my new life.
Dear innate, I create my new life.
Dear innate, I release the need to wait for my new life.
Dear innate, I release the need to wait for my new life.
Dear innate, I am creating my new life.
Dear innate, I am creating my new life now. Yes, I am, because that one I can feel.
Great. Dear innate, I am creating prosperity.
Dear innate, I am creating prosperity.
Dear innate, I am accepting prosperity now.
Dear innate, I am accepting prosperity now.
Dear innate, I am fully open to receiving prosperity.
Dear innate, I am fully open to receiving prosperity.
Dear innate, I feel joy and happiness.
Dear innate, I feel joy and happiness.
Dear innate, I have restful sleep.
Dear innate, I have restful sleep.
Dear innate, I am releasing all doubts and worries and stress.
Dear innate, I'm releasing all doubts and worries and stress.
Is there something you needed to say?
No, I'm listening. I'm just
okay.
Feeling it as you're having me say
okay.
It.
Dear innate, I mean, my life.
This is me at night when I'm laying there. I laughingly say that everyone is around me and they've got their wine and they're just listening to me because this is me at night. I mean, I literally have a smile on my face in the dark.
Good. Dear innate, I am moving forward with joy.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with joy.
Dear innate, I am creating the life of my dreams.
Dear innate, I am creating the life with my dreams.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better and better and better every moment.
Dear innate, my life is better and better and better and better and better with every moment.
Dear innate, I have completely released the past.
Dear innate, I have completely released the past.
Dear innate, I know who I am.
Dear innate, I know who I am.
Dear innate, I accept that God always provides.
Dear innate, I accept that God always provides.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve the best.
Take a nice deep breath. Hey, how does that feel?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
All right, let me check and see if there's anything else. Dear innate, my life is my choice.
Dear innate, my life is my choice.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I am that powerful.
Dear innate, I am that powerful.
A nice deep breath.
Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget,
can you
have
feel my
fun
dog
every
right
day.
Me? My dog is here with me. Can you feel my dog? A big
yeah.
golden retriever.
Mm-hmm.
He's making me feel good.
Yeah.
He's sitting
oh,
right
nice.
Here, his big head in my lap. Yes. He's trying to tell me too, Mommy, you're a goofball.
yeah.
Mommy, let's be goofballs
okay.
together. Yes. Thank you.
Oh. God bless. Well, just your happy place, Teresa.
Thank you, DC. I do. I mean, I feel it deep down inside. It makes me start laughing.
yeah.
I get the giggles.
I mean, well, yes, awesome. Well, stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I promise you I will. Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Take care now.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, let's see. 1111111111. Who do we have here?
I am the one you have been waiting for. Greetings, peaceful.
Hello, queen. How?
I was just about to go to sleep, drift off to sleep, and then
oh my goodness,
you called me. So I'm here to hear whatever I am to hear. Being here.
That's, oh my goodness. Well, that is awesome, I could say. Okay, well, what I'm getting is Spirit is telling me that you have some wise words to bestow upon us. So, what are your words of wisdom, Queen?
Eat, drink, and be merry, and get your rest. Oh my goodness. You know, that kind of woke me up because I didn't want to speak and not be alert because I'm laying down in a... Make yourself comfortable, enjoy your life in comfort and in style
yeah.
and to draw from each of you in grace and love and accept that all is in divine order, and that means that there's nothing to fear. Nothing to fear but fear itself. So let's erase that from our vocabulary and our hearts and our minds and take the F off of fear and keep our ears open to the words of the divine within. So we shine bright like a diamond.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, Queen. My goodness. Okay, with that being said, I'm going to see what they're giving me for you. Okay.
And thank you for asking. I didn't know I had something to say.
You know what? You were asked to speak because, I guess, you know, not now, but a while back, you may have had a little trouble really expressing, you know, yourself. And now the angels are saying she has no trouble. Oh my goodness, she could, you know, she expresses herself freely and fully. And when she does, the universe honors her. So you're doing a great job. You're feeling empowered. I'm also getting that this is your time to go forward, Queen. And this is a time that. I just feel like, wow, like all of this powerful energy is around you. So are you feeling that beautiful energy? Are you utilizing that beautiful energy? Because it's just a beautiful time. Okay.
Yes, I am.
I am getting, you might be like a little bit more busy than usual. Are you taking on like a couple different endeavors? Because I'm getting, I see something over here, So I feel like you're doing, you know, more than one, you know, one project.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
Spirit
normal
is,
for me, though.
Okay, but Spirit is saying make sure that you take a little time out for you, too, as well. That you do need a break, that you're, you know, you're creating, but, you know, you're going to get really tired if you don't take a little time out just for you, okay?
All right.
So take time to really rest. Take time to relax. Take time to connect with your joy. Okay? This is a beautiful time of renewal for you. Life has so many different things in store, and you're just asked to just connect with your joy and then follow it. This is a beautiful time for you, Queen. Absolutely beautiful. What are they showing me now?
Thank you.
It's just truly amazing. Okay, what are they? Let me. Is that you, Queen?
Yes, but I'm gonna push the button and call them back. No worries.
Okay. So what I'm getting for you, the angels are saying, they're showing me like a sacred triangle, you know, made up of three. Okay. And I see you, and there's ascendant you, there's, you know, some of your guides. And again, I'm getting, you know, you've got to balance the energy, the yin and the yang, okay? This is going to be a time that's changed for you. You have a time to really to rest, Queen, to pay attention to your emotions and to stay grounded spiritually, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying, you've got to align now with your true life's purpose as well. You're here to light the way for others, okay? And I'm getting, like, the same message, like, in different ways. Like, this is a time that you've got to rest. You've got to take care of you. So I don't know if you are doing a little bit too much, but you've got to nurture yourself on all different levels. Are you eating properly? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you drinking enough water? Are you creating enough time to really just to have peace? You know, you've got to nurture your soul like you nurture your physical body.
I agree.
Okay.
Well, I told you I was
see,
resting
like,
when I called in, laying
well,
down
you know, that was,
in a prone position.
You could use a little bit more rest, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting the word partnership for you. There's a partnership. So I don't know if you're in a partnership right now, but I'm getting the word partnership. It's going to be really inspiring, okay? And I'm also getting, like, they're showing me a turtle. Like, Queen, you move a little bit too fast, okay? You've got to slow down a little bit. As I'm getting just, you know, continue to move forward, but just take smaller steps, okay? Because you are creating amazing life for yourself. There's a lot of positive changes coming for you. But it's sort of a time to just, you know, step back and just relax. And I know, like, it's winter, so we can't, like, sit outside and really enjoy the weather. But I'm getting you need that little bit of solitude, okay? So I don't know if that's resonating with you, but I feel like, you know, they're saying, like, you know, look at the turtle. And, you know, take it like, just like a little bit slower, okay? And I'm also getting, you're going to see there's a lot of surprises coming your way. I'm getting there's good news coming your way. You're going to be really excited. You're giving birth to new projects, okay? And the angels are saying soon, Queen, soon. You know, soon everything will come to fruition. But for right now, you know, this is the time to just take it a little easier, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're going, like, really enjoy the journey. It's sort of like you're, okay, what are they? They're just showing me, like, a movie. Do you take time out to just, like, forget about, like, everything and watch maybe, like, a funny movie? Because I'm getting just, like, you know, sit there and just relax and forget about, like, everything for maybe, like, an hour and a half, the time it would take to watch a movie. Did you take time to do that, Queen? Okay, because that's...
I do.
They're showing me, like, you...
I do.
Okay, well, that's... Okay, because that's a really important thing that you've got to, you work hard, you've got to play hard. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just see what they're showing. Joan Rivers is just waving to you.
Hey, Joan, I see you, and girl.
And she's saying, Queen, relax. Don't focus on how things, you know, need to happen. Just focus on, you know, it happened. It's happening, you know. And she's just, she wants you to really, to relax, invite her in. And she's going to help you to really, you know, by taking the time to just, you know, sit and be happy, connect with your joy, you're going to see how much better you feel, okay? And I'm
yeah.
getting, you know, okay, so she's showing me she's going to help you sort of like to, I don't know, to step out of your comfort zone in some respect, okay? And to, like, really align to the beautiful person and this amazing master, you're walking with the masters, you know, that you are, okay? So I just see you walking with, the, like, an ascendant master. They're not giving me a name, so I can't quite get the name of the ascendant master, Queen. Okay? And it's sort of almost a message like Barbara had gotten, like, you know, with the ascendant masters. It's really important. You've got an amazing journey. Okay. Okay, so I'm getting the Divine Mother, but it's not Mother Mary, okay? Okay, this would be, her name is Sri Sarada Devi. Have you ever heard of her? And
mm-mm.
She, you know,
not
she that. Resonates with the feminine power. Go ahead, hon. What did you say, Queen?
Write it down. Sri Sarada Devi. Diva.
Yeah, S-R-I, Sri Sarada Devi. And she's the feminine power that, like, initiates people, like women on their, you know, spiritual path through unconditional love, okay? So she is with you, you know, as you're walking. She was a guru. And she's just, like, filled with love,
oh, you like
and she
that.
Has so much to okay, and Queen, she's whispering to you very gently, okay? So she wants you to pay attention, like if something keeps showing up, maybe in the people that you meet, in your relationships, and what you're doing, okay? Pay attention. Okay. And really love yourself, like, from within and, you know, just unconditionally. I'm getting, like, you know, fill yourself with unconditional love, okay? And she's saying, unconditional love exists within me. The presence of love is the absence of judgment. So what is it that is stopping you from loving yourself unconditionally right now?
Well, the only answer is me. What else could
correct.
Up
but
me?
No, well, that's the answer, but that's the answer that's going to help resolve that. So, Barbara, it's time to work your magic.
Thank you, DC, and apologies for the persistence of the phone call.
Oh, that's okay.
I thought I had put it on.
But life happens, and we go with the flow. That's fine.
And thank you for the beautiful message.
God bless, hon. It's
message
always a pleasure.
Okay. All right, so while DC was giving you all of that, I was hearing the song, The Storm is Over. Okay, and it's still going through my head, so that's why I'll stop and listen to it. And they were showing me an image of you digging. You were looking within yourself, and you were finding emeralds and rubies and diamonds and sapphires, and when you would pull them out, they would turn into it's like they would pop open and turn into this beautiful energy that would go into you. So you are finding even more gifts within yourself.
Beautiful.
Okay. Let's see, what else do they want to say?
While you're getting the message, I'm going to tell you that a master jeweler went to the biggest gem show we have in America, and I asked him to look for some emeralds, sapphires, and rubies for me. So, soon comes, literally and spiritually, they are with me. I just wanted to confirm that.
Wonderful. And I'm seeing a goddess, although I'm not being told what her name is, so I don't know if it's the one that DC was speaking of or not. And she's standing there with her arms outstretched. And she has this beautiful, amazing energy to her. And she's saying, come into your own soul. And see the beauty within. Everything you're looking for is already there.
Of course.
And she's showing me an image of you diving in and swimming through your own amazingness. And just being happy being you. Now she's saying that you are ready. Now there's this whole group of beautiful beings that are just rising up with you. You've got this amazing fabric that's just wrapping around your body. It's got all of these different colors and it just looks like a crown on your head. You are taking your place among all of these other beautiful divine beings. And you are one with them.
Well, now.
And that's what they're showing me.
Amongst the monks of the goddesses, and to be amongst my goddess sisters, DC Love, and Barbara Grace Reynolds, who pour out opulence in so many ways, and blessings abound, and truth flows from the rivers of life from within their spirits. And each of you walk with me, and I am grateful to be blessed by your energies and your love.
Well, thank
Namaste.
You, Queen. I have to ask you a question. I've never seen this crystal before. Vesalite? V-E-S-Z-E-L-Y-I-T-E? Have you ever heard of it, Queen?
Uh-uh. V-E-S?
Yeah, V-E-S-Z-E-L-Y-I-T-E. And it's a beautiful, like, emerald green crystal, but it's not like one, it's sort of like, you know, pieces on top of each other, and it's just, it's a magnificent looking crystal. And when you were saying about the crystals, that's what showed up. So I don't know, it's not my message, so maybe if you look at it, maybe you'll understand.
I will look.
Yes, very, and you'll
soon
have to let us know. Yeah, and it's a beautiful, it's like a beautiful, it's a green, but it's like not, like it's a really beautiful green. And I'm getting, like, some of them do come from Montana. So I don't know if Montana has any meaning to you, but the Vestalite crystal showed up as soon as you talked about crystals.
Someone named Montana, Gina Montana, popped in my head. Relating to an art show, a very huge art show, so there's probably relevance to that. I will check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, please do, Queen. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you for calling. Always.
My pleasure.
Queen.
My
pleasure. Oh, thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. Beautiful. Okay. Hi, area code 914. You're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, it's Kat.
Hi,
hello.
Kat.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, we're doing great, hon. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question?
I do. A quick one. I've decided, like, to move ahead in my projects, one that I was finishing up, and I reached out to a friend, Jeff, to help me, and I was just wondering if you see me getting it done with him this year.
Okay. And what was his first name?
Jeff.
Okay, Kat, I got, like, a maybe. I didn't get, a specific yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting frustration.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's you. Lack of compromise. So I don't know. You know, like, I didn't get a yes.
You know, maybe
okay.
It would be better with my friend Albert then. You think that would be better to work with him?
I got a big yes with that one. I got a really big yes.
Yeah.
And it, I'm getting success, financial security, prosperity, opportunities, recognition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I am getting, you know, like, you are going to have, like, the prosperity and everything that you're looking for. You work hard. You deserve it. Your material needs are going to be fulfilled. And I'm just seeing, what are they showing me? It's sort of, Ginger is, like, pouring these. She has a bucket here, and it's pennies from heaven. But she's saying, Kat, that's just my way of showing you. It's not chump change. It's going to be nice, you know. So, and you worked hard. You truly deserve it. Archangel Michael is with you. And he wants you to just feel good about this. I'm getting that you've got to see things probably like look at it a different way, see it from a different perspective. There's something that you're holding on to. What is your fear? Like you're holding on to something in regard to the past with this situation. And he's sitting there and he's trying to like – conversation with you. So Archangel Michael is with you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I have a big statue of him in my kitchen. Yes, I love him.
Okay, he's to help you to move forward. Okay. And I'm getting, you can't do everything yourself, Kat. You try to do everything yourself. You've got to allow others to come in and to help you. Okay?
Yes, definitely.
So you really got to delegate responsibility to other people. When you do that, you're going to, you know, you're not going to have as much stress on yourself. And, you know, your dad is saying he wants you to take care of your health. So please let others come in and help you, okay?
Okay.
I can't. You've got to stop trying to be a people pleaser. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to invite Barbara in because there's something that's holding you back, and you've got to let it go so you can move forward, okay?
Okay. Okay, I wonder what it is.
Thank
I'm
you
not
for
sure. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, well, that's where we're going to invite Barbara in, and we're going to figure it out, and we're going to help resolve all of this, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So
thank
much.
You, Kat.
Okay, Kat, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements.
Okay.
So just repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to let go.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to let go.
Dear innate, I trust in myself.
Dear innate, I trust in myself.
Dear innate, I put myself first.
Dear innate, I put myself first.
Dear innate, I release being a people pleaser.
Dear innate, I release being a people pleaser.
Dear innate, I take back all of my power.
Dear innate, I take back all of my power.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I always know what is best for me.
Dear innate, I always know what is best for me.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I live my power.
Dear innate, I live my power.
Dear innate, I release the past completely.
Dear innate, I released the past completely.
Dear innate, I create my own life.
Dear innate, I create my own life.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I no longer hold back.
Dear innate, I no longer hold back.
Dear innate, I no longer care what anyone else thinks.
Dear innate, I no longer care what anyone else thinks.
Dear innate, no one else runs my life.
Dear innate, no one else runs my life.
Dear innate, I always know what is right for me.
Dear innate, I always know what is right for me.
Dear innate, I am always shown the answer.
Dear innate, I am always shown the answer.
Dear innate, I am magnificent.
Dear innate, I am magnificent.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Yes, much better. Yes. I think it is just about, you know, releasing just like old thought patterns and old beliefs about things and just moving forward, not carrying the baggage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow. Wow, thank you.
Beautiful.
And you get to have fun
well,
while you do
for calling
it.
Yeah.
Thank you both. God bless you, sweet angels. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You take care and stay in touch with us, hon. Thank you.
Yes, love you.
Love you too, Kat. Okay, area code 917, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, area code 917. Okay, I'm going to go back to them, and we have one more caller. Area code 612 with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Jill.
Okay, can you say your name again?
It's Jill, like Jack and Jill.
Jill, hi. Hi, thank you for calling in. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I'm curious about my love life.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, I'm just seeing, I'm seeing the angels of love, and they're around you, and I'm getting, you know, keep visualizing about what you're wanting. Okay? Getting, like, I see this connection getting stronger and stronger. So is there someone that you maybe talk to, like, as a friend, and you would like it to go further, possibly?
Possibly, yes.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me. Like, it sort of looks like you're more so friends presently, but it could develop. The person that you're interested in is very outgoing, very energetic, I'm getting, intelligent, sometimes a little bit unpredictable, okay? And this is the time for you to really focus on love. This is your divine timing, okay? You yourself have a beautiful magnetic personality, okay? So make sure that you're loving yourself first. You're thinking, you know, about what it is that you want, you know, the qualities in that person, okay? Are you doing nice things for you?
I yes. Probably not as much as I should, but yes.
Okay. Well, really, really love yourself more. I'm getting like a number two around you, so something could develop anywhere from like 2 weeks to 2 months, okay? And I'm getting like it is going in a positive direction. With that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Barbara?
Okay, Jill. Okay, the first thing they're telling me is that there's something that you need to say. So was there something that you needed to say about all of this?
That I needed to say?
Yes.
I probably wanted to add that I had someone come back into my life unexpectedly that I dated 30 years ago and professed his love for me and said he never stopped loving me and no other woman compared, all kinds of very nice things. And we hung out together for about a month and a half, and then he just disappeared on me. And it's been close to a month already since I've heard from him. And it really broke my heart because I thought that the one for me. And I was very grateful that he had come back into my life and felt like God had answered my prayers. And then to have him just disappear was really shocking. So I feel a little discouraged in the love department right now. Like, how did that happen, and what does that mean for my future?
Okay. They're telling me that he came back into your life for closure. So there were things that you still needed to have kind of a resolution with as far as he was concerned. And so that's why he came back. And I do not see him being the one that you move forward in your life with.
Okay.
I actually see that there are going to be like three different choices. Them you already know, and then two more that are coming in. This is the time for you to focus on you, on who you are, on what it is you truly desire to create in your life. It's not a matter of you looking for someone to complete you because you're already complete. There's absolutely nothing that you need from anyone else. This is a matter of you deciding how you want to live what it is you want to experience, whether you want a life filled with, you know, adventure, or you want more stability, although I feel that more adventure is actually what your soul is crying out for. So I don't know if you realize that or not, but that's what
they're saying. Yeah, I do. I definitely do, yes.
Okay. And so you're going to have choices, and you're going to get to decide, you know, which of these men that come into your life really, really resonates with who you are. So they want to make sure that you don't lose yourself in someone else. And I feel that that one that came from the past and popped into your life was kind of like someone that you had lost yourself in before. And they don't want you to lose yourself. They don't want you to stop being you. They don't want you to stop making yourself important in your own life. Don't make someone else more important than you. Not ever. Because you are this incredible, magnificent, amazing woman that any man would be lucky to have. So don't stop being that. Okay. How does all that feel to you?
That feels like great wisdom and advice.
All right, they're showing me that you are going to have choices. They're showing me you with this quite large diamond ring on your finger. So I don't know which one of them is going to give it to you, but it's really, really big.
Well.
They're showing me you enjoying your life. And they're saying that is what is most important. So don't forget that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that sounds exciting. You have to call us back when all this starts to happen.
Yes. I will.
It sounds really exciting. So call us back. Send us a picture of the ring. I'm curious now, Barbara.
Oh, I don't know how long it'll take before she gets it, so.
Yeah. Have you been invited to any kind of special events at all, Jill? Because I'm getting, you know, like maybe like a party or some kind of special event, you may meet one of these people.
I have some things upcoming, yes.
Okay, well, I feel like you're going to at least meet one of them at the, you know, a social function. Okay?
Okay.
So it sounds exciting. Well, thank you for calling us, and just stay in touch.
Thank you.
And just know that you are going to have a beautiful relationship. Visualize what you're wanting right now, okay? And that's going to help to, you know, to really bring it into you faster.
Okay.
You take care. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we still have the one caller, Barbara. I'm going to see if they'll come on with us. Area code 917, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Yes.
Area code 917.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. Your name, please.
Hi. My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Very nice to connect.
I would like to know if you see, I applied for something at my job. I want to see if you see that coming through soon, or is there another meeting for it to come through?
Okay. I'm getting, there's going to be major changes, but I'm getting right now, I don't see it coming through, like, you know, right now. It's sort of like the universe is giving you time to think about what you really want. And then I see something new and exciting coming for you, okay? So
okay.
While you're, you know, waiting for what you're wanting, the universe is saying, just think about, you know, what it is, you know, that no longer, you know, really serves your highest and best purpose. And
right.
This also is a time to let go of the limiting beliefs that you have, okay? So
yeah.
Your future is going to be beautiful, but like I said, it's not going to happen as fast as you want it to, okay?
Yeah.
And I see your mind and you're just thinking about things over and over and over and over. Okay, you sort of got to, you know, think about something else. Put it to the side. What's coming for you is going to happen really suddenly. And you've got to know what you don't want as well as what you do want. Okay?
Okay.
So it is clearing up and it's going to be fine, but you've got to stop, you know, I'm getting sort of almost like obsessive thoughts about it. Okay? And with
okay.
that being said, I'm going to invite Barbara onto the call, okay, and to work
yeah.
with you a little bit, because you did, you know, you do work hard. You deserve something, like, really good coming your way. And I'm getting, like, the environment that you're presently in may actually not be the best environment for you, okay? So I'm going to invite Barbara.
They could actually transfer me to another place within the system.
Okay, but I'm still getting there might be something
sure.
even, you know, like a little better for you beyond
it's
where you
better.
Are. Yeah, even
yeah.
better, yep. So let go of the anxiety and the worry, hon, okay?
Yes.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Tina. The first thing I'm getting is they want you to start a, what do you want to call it? All right, they want you to write down what you desire in your life. You know, if it's a particular job position that you desire, write it down. Write down what it is you do, what it is that makes it attractive to you. And if there's anything else you desire, go ahead and write that down too. And then once you write it down, give it to the universe, and you let it go. Because once you give it to the universe, they are going to take care of everything that needs to be taken care of. And there's nothing for you to worry about or, you know, or wonder about or stress over or anything like that. It's important for you to learn to give things over to the universe and let them go. Because right now you tend to hang on to things, and they want you to learn to let things go. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Okay, we are going to do some of those dear innate statements now. So just repeat after me. Dear innate, I trust my guidance.
Dear innate, I trust my guidance.
Dear innate, I release the need to worry.
Dear innate, I release the need
to worry.
I'm not really worried, though.
No. I just tell you what they're giving me.
I just can't wait to, I release the need to being unable to wait, being unable to be patient until
well,
this
job.
Well,
the next one they wanted you to do was to release the need for anxiety. And it's the anxiety is I can't wait kind of thing. So, dear innate, I release the need for anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the need for anxiety. Yeah.
Dear innate, I know that I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I know that I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I take back all of my power.
Dear innate, I take back all of my power.
Dear innate, I deserve to have what I desire.
Dear innate, I deserve to have what I desire.
Dear innate, I open my heart to receiving.
Dear innate, I open my heart to receiving.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear Nate, I love myself.
Dear Nate, I treat myself with love.
Dear Nate, I treat myself with love.
Dear Nate, I am open to change as I move forward.
I am open, dear Nate, I am open to change as I'm moving forward.
Dear Nate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear Nate, my life is getting better and better. Dear Nate, I let go of the past.
Take a nice deep breath. And so they're asking the question, what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of not sure.
It's like there's something there, but I can't see exactly what it is. So we'll just say this one. Dear Nate, I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I am safe without fear.
Dear Nate, I am safe without fear.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward without fear.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward without fear. I think I'm afraid of picking the wrong job, and then the right one comes along, and then I'm already in the new job, something like that.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of making the wrong choice.
Yes. Dear Nate, I release the fear of making the wrong choice.
Dear Nate, I am always divinely guided.
I am always divinely guided.
Dear Nate, I always make the right choice.
Dear Nate, I always make the right choice.
Dear Nate, I trust my intuition.
Dear Nate, I trust my intuition.
Dear Nate, I let go of the fear.
Dear Nate, I let go of the what?
Fear.
Oh, dear Nate, I let go of the fear.
Take a nice deep breath.
Oh.
And how does that feel?
I don't know how it feels.
Okay.
It just feels nice. Feels nice. Feels nice.
They're showing me, it looks like some cords
nice.
That were knotted up inside of you, and now they're untying, and they're just nice and smooth and straight.
Yeah, I just don't like when people take so much from me and there's no give and take exchange. You know, when people take, and I feel like sucked out. You know what I mean, that feeling?
Okay.
I don't understand that. You know, I don't understand why. That feels like an old behavior, and I don't know why I do that. I don't know why I do that.
Dear Nate, I release the need to be a people pleaser.
Dear Nate, I release the need to be a people pleaser.
Dear Nate, I release the need to always give and give and give.
Dear Nate, I release the need to always give and give and give when people ask.
Dear Nate, I bring balance back into my life.
Dear Nate, I bring balance back into my life.
Dear Nate, I say no when I don't want to do something.
Dear Nate, I say no when I don't want to. No, I say no when I want to do everything that I did, I wanted to do. But there's just, it just feels so, like, weird after. It's like something I don't understand.
We're going to keep going. So, Dear Nate, when I say yes from my heart.
Dear Nate, when I say yes from my heart.
Dear Nate, I do the things I do because I choose to do them.
Dear Nate, I do the things I do because I choose to do them.
Dear Nate,
yeah, maybe
other people's reactions don't matter.
other people's reactions don't matter. Right,
yeah,
right,
they,
right.
God is always taking care of me.
Dear innate God is always taking care of me.
Dear innate, I do not rely upon other people to feel good about what I do.
Dear innate, I do not rely on other people to feel good about my what I do.
Dear innate, I give from my heart and then I let go.
Dear innate, I give from my heart and then I let go.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. So part of it was the fact that you expected people to react in a particular way to what you had done for them. And most
people were
not reacting that way.
No, she did react that way. I think I was hoping for a little bit more time, like together, to spend more time together, but my friend had to run off and do something else, which was great also, but I really thought there was going to be some time for us to talk, and there wasn't. And so that was a little bit sad, kind of. Yeah, I kind of missed that, you know, connection. I missed the connection.
Did you connect with her afterwards and see if there's a time when you guys could get together?
Yeah, we're going to see each other again on Friday, and I'll tell her. I mean, I'll make sure next time, like, if we do something, like, to have some time together, you know, to spend together talking or something, connecting.
Okay, so we'll do one more. Dear innate, I always say what I need to say.
Dear innate, I always say what I need to say.
And take a nice deep breath. All right. How does all that feel?
Yeah, it was easy.
Yeah. Good. Wonderful.
Kind of my needs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about you actually
yeah.
putting yourself first, recognizing that you have a right to let people know how you feel. And they actually care how you feel.
Yeah, that's very nice. That's very nice. Yeah, she does care. Yeah, I like her so much. She likes me so much. It's like such a nice friendship. So I want to keep it in a good balance for myself so I can enjoy it myself.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's the important thing, keep it in balance for you
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yeah, it would be nice to like have more connection time rather than, you know, doing a class together or something, you know, where you have to get things done. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Thank you so much for both of you. You guys are like two angels on this show.
You are
okay.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Take care now.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I think we got everyone, Barbara.
Yes, I think we did.
Okay, great. What a beautiful evening. My goodness. And Queen, I just, like, the messages for her were, they were just amazing. Like I said, I was seeing when she said crystal, I saw that crystal and just different things. But she's got to slow down and have a little bit more fun. And when I wasn't listening, Joan made sure she stopped me in my tracks. So I'm just, like, giving Queen a shout out there. If she doesn't start having a little bit more fun, Joan's going to make sure she does, you know?
Well, good.
Okay. Yes. It takes the heat off of me for a while, Barbara. Yeah, somebody else to fall. <Aww. laughs>
Wonderful.
Oh, good. Yes. Well, what an amazing show. Thank you. I'm glad that we were able to connect, to get into studio, to pick up our callers, and it's just such a blessing. And I thank you for, you know, taking the time and the two of us connecting with all these beautiful callers. I just feel like my energy feels wonderful.
Yeah,
so beautiful.
Mine too.
Yes.
Okay, and they're wanting me to ask you, are you doing something fun just for you every single day?
Every single day? In my own kind of way, yes. Yes, I do.
They're shaking their heads no. No, she doesn't. She's so focused on everybody else, and then she's got Jackson
Matt,
to take care
look
of.
Look at Auntie Barbara. Auntie Barbara, your unicorn is waiting.
Hey, I've been talking with unicorns and riding unicorns and getting into unicorn energy. So
better,
I have not been ignoring my energy, my unicorns.
Okay.
I was even listening to that song, you know, we've got green alligators and long neckies, and humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some rats and cats and elephants, as sure as you're born, sure unicorn.
Oh, gosh, that's adorable. I love it. Oh, my goodness. This is the coolest little song. I've never heard that before. I love it.
It's a song about Noah's Ark and how he was supposed to bring the unicorns on the Ark, but he didn't.
Oh, very cool. Very, very cool. Well, you're definitely, I just see you like going forward on your journey, and you're saying Noah's Ark. Well, you're going to like embark on a beautiful new journey. So that's why I think like the Noah's Ark name is coming up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a beautiful cycle, and I feel like it's going to be a cycle of prosperity, as well of, you know, of accomplishments for you, Barbara.
Yeah, I think it is. I can feel.
And I'm seeing a real big, large diamond ring too. So I don't know.
I don't really wear many rings. In fact, the only one I wear is the one that Queen made for me.
But you know. I just feel like maybe there's going to be a special someone coming your way, and I see a large ring. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, I'll just let him know to take that gorgeous stone and put it in a necklace, and I'll wear it.
So bad. Oh, well, you know what? She's going to be so surprised because this person is going to take her breath away.
Wonderful.
You have to get prepared. Well, yes, life is going to get really exciting, Barbara.
Okay, I think I'm working to get there. So
beautiful. And with that being said, thank you everyone for joining us. And Barbara and I will be back on Tuesday morning with Morning with Jesus. I hope, right,
yes,
Barbara?
We will. Hey, I'm planning on it.
Me too. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you soon. Take care, Barbara. Love you. Bye,
you
everyone.
Too. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.